She's the talk of the town. You want to be around to hear what Marge will say. What's going on in our hometown? What's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelette. She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelette.
And good Friday morning, Friday, December 14th, 2018. Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelette. Here we are, Marge, and oh, Lord, it is D-Day here.
Right.
Because in under an hour, I've got to eat one of these fruitcakes.
Oh, no.
I know. You know, I here we are on, like, the eve of eating the fruitcake, 1 hour away. People, I don't understand why people want to see me eat one of these horrible things. I have to eat the whole thing in 1 hour, starting at 12:15 this morning. An hour away. Oh, just thinking about it.
Just thinking about it makes me want to...
Yeah, they're awful. And these are the Claxton fruitcakes. But God bless people. They raised, you know, I think it was $150 total, which will go to Marion Midget Football, which I'm glad of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, fruitcakes are not good.
Well, they may be to some people, but they're not to me either. Now, making a good homemade one is one thing, but buying another one, you know.
I just don't know how in 45 minutes I'm supposed to choke this thing down and also conduct a show. At 12 o'clock. I hope you guys do a lot of talking. Isn't it depressing?
I'm glad it's not me because I couldn't do it.
For $150, you know, I support midget football with all my
heart.
Yes, and so I'll do it. But I tell you, I may be in the Marion General tonight after eating this whole thing. I don't even know what's in this thing. I mean, oh my goodness gracious. It's got a lot of carbohydrates, I know that. Some cholesterol, some fat.
We'll need to take a long walk.
Yeah. Oh, here's the ingredients. Okay, let's see what we have here. Did you know there was a Claxton Bakery in Claxton, Georgia? Somebody ought to just knock that town down. Just burn the town to the ground, Claxton, Georgia. Oh, my goodness. It's awful. Oh, anyway. Let's go. Maybe we'll take an on-air call. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Ted Williams here. I just wanted to say happy holidays to my WWGH fans and friends and family there at the station. How you guys doing?
Good, Ted. How are you doing?
I had no idea I was on the air. Am I on the air?
You're broadcasting over the airwaves right now.
Well, I just want to say to all my WWGH fans wishing me well and good health and all that I have great news. Scott, are you ready? You're hearing it first.
Okay.
I am going to officially move to Marion, Ohio with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's that?
Ted
Williams.
Listen,
we just got confirmation from the nursing facility there in Marion, and they are willing to come and pick her up right now by life flight. And bring her on over to Marion. And I was calling to actually call you personally to give you the good news. But since everybody's listening, hey, listen, just want you all to keep her in your prayers and everybody at the station as well. But That's good news. I'm coming to the hometown of Bob Nunley and Scott Spears and Terry and Sean and the rest of the gang at WWGH.
Well, beautiful, Ted. They're coming to get her today?
Well, actually, they're coming when we're ready. So we have the case manager here at the hospital here at St. Anne's in Columbus. We're having them get together by way of telephone call and making the arrangements. But we did get confirmation and all that the nursing facility does have all of the dialysis treatment that she'll need, as well as therapeutic treatment while she's in there.
Beautiful. Well, Ted, I tell you what, I will call you after 1 o'clock today, and we'll set up whatever the future is going to be, which it sounds like very close.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. I'd give anything to get Marion up in the morning and get them started off on a good day with listening to WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial.
Ted, good to hear from you. Stay well. I'll talk to you in a couple hours.
Okay, tell everybody I said hey.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Well, how about that, Marge, right out of the blue?
Who is it?
Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, apparently is moving to Marion,
Ohio.
Oh,
really?
Right here on the air. That was not a planned phone call.
No.
Well, God bless his heart. I'll tell you what, things are moving here at WWGH.
Oh, I tell you, we're getting to be big.
Oh, man.
Man. Pretty soon we'll be in Washington, D.C.
We'll have to.
Maybe we'll clean that place up.
We'll have to clean it up. I wish, but see, now I'm excited, but yet I have this melancholy about the whole fruitcake mess that'll be coming up here momentarily. Oh, Marge.
I know.
I'm going to sit over here. I don't want to think about it right now. The whole
No. We'll have a nice show.
Claxton.
And then we'll figure out what to do with that fruitcake.
Oh, man. Yeah, we should throw it out. But, you know, God bless them. They have done the $150 to Marion Midget Football, which I if Patty's out there listening, Patty, you can stop by today and get that money and onward and upward. We tossed those fruitcakes last night over at Grant Middle School.
You did what with them?
We tossed them.
Tossed them?
Threw them. Sean and Terry and one of our listeners out there, Ralph Thacker. Now, in feet, how far do you think you could toss a fruitcake?
I don't know.
55 feet.
55 feet.
55 feet. Ralph and Sean both tossed them 55 feet.
Right.
So, it's... I would much rather toss them than eat them.
I would, too.
Yeah. So, I had fun with that last night. But eating them... Oh, God. You know, I
bet the commode would be more than happy to get a bite of that.
I bet they would. But I don't even know. I think it might
stop them up.
Might stop the commode up. Wouldn't be able to use it for the rest of the holiday season.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Oh, you know, I don't even know what to say at this point. I think I'm in denial at this point. I'm in the stages of grief.
Would you like some psychiatric treatment?
Yes, Marge. Your psychiatric treatment will come in handy here because I'm going through the stages of grief. I'm in denial. What are the stages of grief? I'm in denial. I'm in... there are some other... I don't even know what to
say. I can't even think.
And that's why I'm scattered because I know this... Oh. 5 years I've had this war on fruitcake, and somewhere in life I have done something wrong.
I haven't seen it at the bank this year either.
No, nobody wants these things, and I don't know. Does anybody have any help out there? We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. We're 50 minutes away. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you... have to eat a fruitcake, what would you do? What would you do when you don't like to eat something? Like if you have to take medicine you don't like, because this stuff to me is like medicine. What do you do? How do you make it go down quick? Is it like a Band-Aid? Do you just tear it off real quick? What do you do? 740-383-9944. This has just wrecked my Christmas.
We don't want that to wreck your Christmas.
I'll tell you what, people listening, you better listen from 12 to 1 because you will never hear this again. This will never happen again. Never. I could live 1,000 years and it'll never happen again. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I think if you hold your nose shut and you eat it, like take medicine, you don't taste it.
Oh, plug my nose? And because I
yeah,
think...
Just hold your fingers over your nose. You could try it before the with maybe pop or something. And if people that don't like to take medicine, I think they hold their nose. And then when they swallow it, they don't taste it.
Oh.
You could try that maybe with a little piece of something and see if that works.
I'm going to try something here. I mean, they have allowed me to have something to wash it down, so that's good.
Got a pop.
Yeah, got a pop to wash it down, so that'll maybe kill some of the taste. But, you know, I'm looking at this, and I'm going to cut it. You have to cut it. So, you know, I can probably cut it into 15 littler pieces. So in 45 minutes, how often would I have to eat a piece? Every 2 minutes?
I don't know. It would be better maybe if you had one of those things that would blender that would just chop it all up in small pieces. Would that be better than...
Well, at this point, I think they want me to eat it all naturel, which is the... I mean, it was $150 for midget football, so I appreciate everybody who did it. But
yes.
I can... let me tell you, everybody out there listening, this will never happen again. So
they should have the emergency squad standing by.
Well, you never know. I could choke.
No.
Oh.
That's why I was afraid of that. I don't like things with food and people trying to eat that. That is just, to me, is nonsense. So.
Well, Judy, I do want to say someone was here this morning, Pastor Whitaker, and he picked up the toys donated, and he wanted to send you a thank you card. So if you wanted to drop off your address here sometime next week so he could send you a note, he wanted to do that.
Well, I appreciate that, but I think it'll be on your Christmas card.
Oh, okay, good. Good, I'll be looking for that.
And stuff, but yeah, I just wanted somebody to have those, and I didn't see you advertise for toys, so, and everything, so. Okay, I'm glad he can use them.
Yeah, he did. Thank you, Judy.
Uh-huh, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Judy Summers, one of our listeners there, and we'll get that off her, Christmas card and give it to the pastor next week.
Well, that'll be nice.
Made a very nice donation to the Pastor's Toy Drive.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, does anybody have any other ideas about this whole fruitcake mess? 740-383-9944. I have this knife in my hand to cut the fruitcake, but I'm not sure if I'm
going to... I'm not sure who's going to cut me or the fruitcake.
Well, not you, Marge, but I'm not sure if I'm going to cut the fruitcake or, you know, I don't want to do anything harmful, but maybe like cut a finger so I bleed and I have to leave before noon. Just, you know, do a little damage to the finger.
Oh, no.
No.
I wouldn't hurt myself for a fruitcake.
No, I couldn't do that. But
no,
I,
you can't do that.
Just like I don't want Claxton, Georgia to burn down. But boy, I tell you, I'm going to send a letter to the Claxton people when this is over. And I'm going to say, you put me through you know what. You put me through the ringer. I can't believe people barely, what does this say? Best when served chilled. Please. Best when not served at all is what they should put on here. It's got like a Surgeon General warning on this thing.
It does.
Yeah, best when served chilled. Watch out.
Does it say watch out?
It's on big yellow letters there.
Oh, my laws.
Oh, since 1910. This fruitcake's been around since 1910.
No wonder it's no good.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is the regular. They have varieties? These are world famous? I don't think so. There's some little baked in the deep south, according to a famous old southern recipe. You know, I never did like the South. They lost the Civil War. Why are we still eating their fruitcakes? Oh. Does anybody have any help? Bail me out. 740-383-9944. If you ever wanted to be of help, now is the time.
Could you put a little bit of cream and sugar on it? And eat it like a cereal?
I want to use it for like a doorstop. That's what I want to do.
We've got two doors right here.
Oh, I just... The whole thing is just... I'm going to write Santa Claus. By the way, I have Santa Claus's address for all the kids out there listening.
Oh, do you? Well, I'd write to him and tell him that you're almost a nervous wreck over this.
I need to have some kind of antidepressants or shock treatments or something because I'm beside myself. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now that's the address for Santa Claus. Santa Claus 1, P.O. Box 1. Not Santa Claus 1. See, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, Marge. I'm hysterical. I'm a hysterical mess.
He is. He's a mess.
I'm hysterical. I don't know what's going on. I can't read. Santa Claus at P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579.
I don't believe I've ever seen you this nervous before.
Well, I'm not nervous about interviews, murderers, prison. None of that bothers me. But fruitcake? Now, that's the real... You know, the only other thing that ever made me this nervous... Do you remember that old television show, Unsolved Mysteries?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You remember old Robert Stack from... Mm-hmm. He hosted it.
Right.
And he was always in a trench coat...
Right.
Hanging out in cemeteries.
Yes.
And he used to come on, and he would say, okay, let's go to our first story. And then they would show, like, somebody being brutally killed.
Ooh.
And then at the end, he would come back, and in that nasty voice, he would say, now... If you ever see Mike Smith, please do not approach him. He is armed and dangerous. Please call our toll-free number, 1-800-85, and whatever it was. And I thought, why are you showing me that these people, I'm not going to approach them. If I see that person, I'm going to run away. And I used to have nightmares. My parents watched that show, and I would have nightmares about Unsolved Mysteries. That's the only other thing in my life that has ever made me more nervous than eating this fruitcake next hour. So those
I have to. I have to go through this with you.
I don't have a fear of death. I don't have a fear of heights. I don't have a fear of claustrophobia. I don't. I'm not. We did the interviews from the prison. I'm not fearful of that. The only thing I'm fearful in the world of is I got fruitcake-a-phobia. What is there a name for that? People who are fearful of fruitcakes.
You could make one.
Oh God. I don't know. I just...
Maybe we ought to have a moment of prayer.
Should we? Oh, the pastor was here. I should have had him pray with me. Because this is not good.
Oh, it's making you so nervous.
Yeah, I might...
You do have the scarf around your neck.
I have a scarf because I'm thinking maybe I'll pull it this way, tie it around and do an... I don't know. This is like the pre-show today to the fruitcake mess. Heaven help us.
Well, just think, I have to watch this whole thing.
Oh, Lord. I don't even know what to say.
I don't know what to tell you to say either. I've never seen you like this.
No, I'm normally, I don't get angry. I'm not a nervous person. I'm just an even keel. But fruitcakes, I hate them.
Okay, I want to know what happened to the oven.
Oh, let's talk about that. You know, I was not even afraid that night when my oven blew up. But this fruitcake thing gives me the chills. They are going to get me a new oven. I just haven't gotten it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the situation stands. I'm just waiting to get the oven.
Did they say why it blew up?
No, I have not heard the reasoning on it yet because there was nothing in it. They took the pictures. The firemen took the pictures. So I'm just waiting to hear what caused it, and to get my new oven. Hopefully I get it before Christmas.
Well, you better hurry.
I know. It's what is it now? What do we got? 7, 10, what is today? The 14th? We got 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
I still got one gift left to get. If I'm not in the emergency room tonight, maybe I'll go get that gift, wrap it tonight, mm-hmm. and I'll be all done. Everything will be under the tree.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
11 days early. Oh, and Brandy is going to Facebook Live this.
She's going to do what?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is either.
Hmm.
Something about take pictures and show this on Facebook of me eating this fruitcake.
Oh, my.
There's a conspiracy here, Marge. There's a conspiracy.
You think our darling Brandy's involved?
I think she might. Well, she's going to Facebook Live the thing. And Charlie, they said Charlie had to be here to witness this. So I know Charlie's loving this because he likes these torture wrecks. And
hey, we could fix him up. He can have a couple bites, and then you have a bite.
Well, and I have loved Charlie dearly throughout the years, and he turns on me right here at the holidays. I'm telling you, Marge, I'm just watching the clock. I get more anxious every moment.
Oh, you got a while yet.
You know, I was never a nervous test taker. You were one of my professors in college. I never got nervous.
I've never seen you fall apart like this.
No, I never had a problem with anything. I was always fine. Work, I never had I worked in a bank at one point. A robber could have came in and shot me, and I had no nerves. But this fruitcake, I keep thinking last week, when we, I learned last week that when a bad catastrophe is about to happen, you go out and you buy peanut butter. So I'm thinking maybe I should run out and buy peanut butter between 12 or 12:15 to prevent this national catastrophe
from
happening.
You could cake and put peanut butter on it and make it more edible.
But I don't even like peanut butter.
Oh, my gosh. Now you tell me.
I tell you, I'm getting dizzy. I think the stress is getting to me. When that noon show, I'm going to have to go lay down.
Well, maybe you could go under the counter. It's pretty big under there.
It is. We got a nice big counter. Oh, Santa Claus, what have you done to me at this holiday time? I'd like to know who invented this fruitcake.
I don't know. They probably did by now.
Good. That's the only person that I'm glad is no longer with us. God bless them. They're dead and gone. Okay. By the way, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Marge, how's the Christmas shopping going this year?
On my dining room table.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good place for it.
You got 11 days.
Maybe. I'll get it done and maybe I won't.
Last weekend, I went out and I had to go visit somebody in the hospital. And I got in my mind while I was sitting there that I was just going to go do it. I'd been dreading doing it, so I'm going to go do it. And last Friday night, I went out and I got all my Christmas gifts except one. And I got one
coming. You don't really have to bother and bring me my gift like that.
Oh, next week, Marge. I got all my Christmas cards addressed this week.
Oh, my.
I was happy, but got them wrapped. They're all under the tree, so I only have two more gifts. I got one coming in the mail. And I've got one that I got to buy, and then I got to wrap them, and then I'm done.
You want to come over and do mine?
Why? You know, I've decided I'm not a good wrapper.
Neither am I.
I can get it done. I can get it covered. But if it's a weird size package, I don't do very well.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know how to wrap? Does anybody have any wrapping tips? Now, the only thing I make sure of, I always make sure they have a label. And I always make sure that they have a bow. I do like to put the bows on there because I think it looks kind of weird without a bow.
I buy the bows already made.
Yeah, but you'd stick them on there. That's right. What I use. But wrapping, when it's an oblong package, do you have to cut the wrapping paper or is there something you can do to wrap that package correctly? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944.
They have classes that teach that stuff.
It's very complicated this time of year.
You just throw some paper around, scotch tape, and away you go.
Yeah, nobody cares. You know what I've learned, though? I have some nieces and nephews who I love, and I get them things at Christmas, but their names are not odd. I won't say their names on the air because maybe their parents wouldn't want me to, but their names are not the traditional spellings. So I spell them different every time I address something. Because I can never remember the spelling of their name.
That shows our age, doesn't it?
Yeah, mine.
Either that or we have dementia.
Maybe I have a touch of dementia.
Yep. Think I have that too.
I don't know why it's because I don't really, outside of their birthday and Christmas, I don't write their names down.
Right.
So when I always think, well, I know it's not spelled the traditional way, but how do they spell it? So by the time I wrap three gifts or so, I've spelled it a different way on each one because I don't really remember how they're spelled.
Right.
Now, I guess I could call somebody and they could tell me, but what's the fun in that?
Well, they could just say you're a little bit senile.
You know, I think if I went senile, it'd be an easy transition. I don't even know if people would notice. They'd say, well, he's just acting how he always acted.
He's over here. I don't know, but I sure hope you keep that knife right over there.
I know, I got this knife
in
my hand.
He's shaking this knife, folks, right over toward me.
I'm not even sure if a knife will cut this fruitcake.
It'll probably cut me first.
Oh, Marge, it's a day.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you. We probably should have a prayer for you.
Well, next Friday, we'll have our Christmas program here on Friday, and we have our Christmas party. We should tell people about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, coming up on Tuesday. Next Tuesday, it's on air. It's not just here at the station. It will be broadcast over the airwaves. Tuesday, December 18th, the WWGH Christmas Party Special, 7:10 to 9 p.m., supported by Domino's Pizza, 740-383-3030, 538 East Center Street, featuring music by the Leshesky family. I will be here, Sean Kraft will be here, Terry Tackett, Satch Solinger, Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, Marge will be here, Pastor Whitaker, Linda Sims, Patty Worcester, who's the treasurer of Midget Football, Glenn Coble, and Santa Claus. And I believe Glenna Savage will be with us.
Oh, good.
Haven't seen Glenna for a while, and she always does the sing-alongs.
Yes, yes.
So I believe she'll be here.
I hope so.
That'll be Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Now, today, we have some specials coming up. The 10 Most Interesting People of 2018. That'll be 5:10 to 6 p.m. Tonight. That's tonight. 10:10 to 11, it'll repeat. Now, here are the nine people. Tom Janot, the man who interviewed Mr. Rogers, who the movie's based on. Mayor Schertzer, who will run for a fourth term in 2019. Mike DeWine, soon to be sworn in as the 70th governor of Ohio. Roger Stone, friend of Donald Trump for 40 years. Mary Taylor, current lieutenant governor, who ran for governor in 2018. Jim Blessing, grandson of President Harding. Jim Jordan, Ohio representative, who ran and won re-election this year. Dennis Kucinich, former Ohio representative who entered the political arena in 2018 to run in the Democratic primary for governor. Shayna Morris, the first female Harding High School student to receive a college scholarship for wrestling. And the most interesting, I'll have interviews with all them, by the way, at 5:10 today. And then the most interesting person will not be revealed until the special airs. But it's not one of them. So that'll be 5:10 to 6 p.m. today and repeat from 10:10 to 9 or 11. And then we're going to repeat last year's special because it was so popular from 6:10 to 8 p.m. Destination Heaven, where we interview preachers and atheists and rabbis and people who've had near-death experiences and the man who took part in the first cryogenics experiment. That's where you freeze people and people who have thought about suicide. And that will all take place 6 to 8 today. And that's a heavenly special. That's something you can listen to with your kids. It's a real, you know, what happens when we die. And then at 8 p.m. tonight, the Christmas music special will air. We have interviews with Gayla Peavy, who sang original singer of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. We have Brenda Lee, who did Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. We have Dr. Elmo, who did Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And we have Carolyn Grimes, who was little Zuzu in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. The little girl Jimmy Stewart grabs in his arms at the end of the movie. And that's all coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. So enjoy yourself tonight while I'm at the hospital getting my stomach pumped.
Now, maybe it won't be as bad as you think. A little bit of whipped cream over a little bit of ice cream with this sprinkled in it.
I don't know. I don't
think it might help.
Oh, man. You know, I don't know how we got here.
I don't know either. I don't know what started this thing. What's all that candy over there in those canes? Is that to help you eat that?
Those are giveaways for Charlie today.
Oh, those are the Charlie gifts.
Charlie's going to give those away from 1 to 3 today.
I know what. Sneak the fruitcake in one of those.
I could pretend to eat. Well, no, Charlie. See, Charlie has a little bit of the, you know,
sadistic.
Yeah, a little bit in him. He won't let me get away with not eating this fruit. And Brandy's going to videotape the thing. See, they're all out to get me, Marge. They're all.
I'm not out to
I
get
know
you.
You're
I'm
not.
On the sidelines.
You're my only friend left in this whole mess. Everybody else is out to get me. It's a sad moment.
Poor kid.
It's a sad moment. It's a dark day here at WWGH.
It is probably darker.
Oh, I can just imagine there's like a clap of thunder about to happen outside. Something. Misery.
I don't know what to tell you.
I hope the listeners enjoy this. I don't.
I'm sure they are.
Oh, man. I just... Bah humbug. That's what I feel like. I feel like Ebenezer Scrooge. Bah humbug.
You don't look like him.
No, you know, I might by the end. This fruitcake could age you. What do you think, folks? Anybody out there, any ideas? 740-383-9944. I'll accept anything at this point as far as an idea of how to pleasantly eat this fruitcake.
I wonder what this fruitcake is going to do to you.
I don't know. I've never seen anybody... Well, Charlie's eaten pieces of them, but I've never seen anybody really enjoy it.
I don't know. I've never watched anybody eat one before, but I'm going to have to see this. Seeing's believing.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not really big.
No.
No.
But it gets probably bigger in your mouth as you go.
It probably expands. You know, there's little pieces of things in this.
What things?
I don't know. Look at that. There's like red things in there and green things.
Oh, those are those red...
I think it's probably broken shards of glass.
Well... I was going to say that, but I guess I better not.
It might be. Oh. Whoever came up with the idea of fruitcakes?
Nobody. I did know about that. My kids did a story on fruitcake.
Nobody likes them.
Oh, I'm sure there is because people buy them at the bank. I haven't seen them there this year, though.
I think they buy them for people they don't like.
Hmm.
If you don't like somebody, you wrap one of these deals
up. I sure hope
up.
I don't get one.
Oh. What would you do with it?
Bury it.
Bury it. You wouldn't even give this to your cats.
Oh, no.
See, that's right. It's not even fit for cat.
My cats probably would not eat it.
No, nobody would. Nobody in their right mind would eat this thing. It's not fit for man nor beast.
I'll go home and see if my little kitties are beasts.
You know, I never understood that saying. It's not fit for man nor beast. What about women?
We're the beast.
Yeah. Well, now we got the LGBTQ.
I know.
You know?
I don't know what to tell you.
Now, a BLT, I would gladly eat a BLT. There's a thousand things I would eat. Like, I really don't like candy, to be honest with you. But I would eat candy rather than eat this thing.
Better not say that. They might bring a truckload of that.
Well, I'll never do this again. That's why I say, people better take this moment in time from 12:15 to 1 o'clock and just mark that in your book. Because this will never happen again. You could give me $10 million. I will never do this again. This is a one-time-only thing. I wouldn't do it unless it was for midget football. I wouldn't do it for myself. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't eat. If somebody was taking me to the electric chair and they said, you got to eat a fruitcake, I'd take the chair.
You're desperate.
I'm desperate. Mm-hmm. They don't even use the chair anymore, do they?
I don't know. I've been there lately.
I'd say fire the chair back up. I'll do that rather than eat this. I bet that is more pleasant been eating this fruitcake. It's kind of like Chinese water torture. It goes on for 45 minutes. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we outlaw torture in this country? Under the Bush administration, didn't we say you can't... What they used to call that, waterboarding? We don't torture in America. Where is the federal government to step in to stop me from eating this fruitcake?
Maybe they're a part of it.
Is the mayor listening? Maybe I can get a pardon. Can the mayor pardon me out of this?
I bet Dr. Trump would give you a pardon.
President Trump, please call me up. I know you're busy this time of year. I know you got a lot of things going on right now. But I like you. I've always liked you. Call up and pardon me. Well, I have to be kind to get the pardon, Marge.
I know.
Governor Kasich, he's still the governor. DeWine, who's going to be coming in as the governor. Mike DeWine, I've always liked you. You're wonderful. I think you'll make a great 70th governor of Ohio. Give me a pardon. Come on. We got the mayor. I bet our mayor has never given a pardon.
Probably not.
Now, Mayor Schertzer, if anybody down there in his office, if anybody knows the mayor's number, can you have him call me and pardon me from eating this fruitcake? We're running out of time. Oh, God, it's 51 minutes past the hour. We're running out of time, folks. We're running out of time.
Hurry up, Mayor. Let's get going here and pardon him.
Yes, but I should have thought of this earlier.
I know, but maybe he's hearing this for the first time.
Does anybody out there have some legal power that could call in right now and, oh, God, and see what's going? I just, the whole thing's upsetting. Call and pardon me out of this fruitcake. Oh, dear God.
I don't see God coming. I don't see anybody coming.
I wish he was here.
Maybe Charlie's on his way.
Jesus, people in the nativity scene, whatever it would take at this point, I'm for.
I don't know what to tell you.
Does anybody out there like fruitcake? Honest to God, does anybody out there, come on, fess up, 740-383-9944. This has been a very animated program, Marge.
I know it, but I don't know where they are. Do you think they're all gone or so what?
Well, I, they better be listening because this will never happen again. I'll never do this again. I don't know what I would do. But this
you maybe run away.
This could be my last show. 12 o'clock today could be my last show.
You got about 6 minutes.
I'll turn this all over to Golden Voice. He can have this.
That's right.
And I'll just ride off into the sunset.
He's gonna be coming to Marion. Is that where
he's what
coming?
He said? I have to get the particulars on that at 1 o'clock. But
I know
if I live that long.
That's right. You'll be eating that. Did you bring some milk and magnesia to help you?
I should have gotten some milk. They have that stuff that you drink and you put it in a cap and Brandy's going to film this. So if you have Facebook, I guess you can watch me eat this fruitcake.
We have to wait that long?
Well, I think it happens live. Yeah, I know. It's a horrible day. It's
should have stayed in bed.
And I like Fridays, but I don't like this one.
I just don't know what to do to help you.
Neither do I. I think it's a lost cause at this point. I can't get a pardon. The governor, Kasich, he won't pardon me. He's too busy running for president. And President Trump's got other things on his plate. He won't pardon me. And the mayor, I don't know where he is. I've always liked him. I don't know why he won't give me a pardon.
He may not know why you are in such a predicament.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't know what has happened. That the dark day has arrived.
And this doesn't help with what's coming in the door
well,
right now.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing, Marge.
He's going through withrawal.
It's a bad morning.
He's got a bad morning.
It's a bad morning.
Really? He's a nervous wreck. He almost ate the microphone instead of...
I did. I don't know what to do.
Instead of the fruitcake.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh.
How are you?
Well, I'm great because I had a fruitcake last week.
Oh, you didn't have a fruitcake. Oh, man.
Thank you. I tell you what, he's wanting another fruitcake really bad.
Oh, yes.
Where did you acquire your like of these things?
Oh, when I was about 2 years old.
Oh, my. Here comes a phone call. Go ahead, caller. Hey, go ahead. Are you there, caller? Hello? Well, I guess our caller wasn't there. Well, if that's you, call back. 740-383-9944. Oh, misery, misery, misery.
This has been a ditch.
Yeah, this has been a ditch of a show.
Really?
Did you listen?
Yes, a little bit.
Oh, it's awful.
Have you ever noticed him being in such a miserable mood? He's scared to death.
Oh, my. Well, I like fruitcake, so, you know.
Maybe you could help him eat it.
No, I... that's his chore.
Penance.
Today.
This is like I've come before St. Peter, and I'm just about to, you know, either ascend into heaven or go downward.
I really don't think you're going to go that far.
Well, I there's some kind of judgment been made here that, you know... I understand this is all in fun, but I think somewhere we went past fun. We got off the tracks.
I think we got off the track when your oven exploded.
Oh, well, I thought that, you know, Paul Savage, God rest his soul, wrote that great fruitcake song, clearly stating, I do not like fruitcakes. So why would we ever...
What's so bad about a fruitcake?
They taste awful. No. They're waxy and...
No.
And you, who like fruitcakes, Trevor...
dried fruit of all kinds in there and...
When has dried ever sound like a good idea? Give you, let's have a dried piece of meat
after
or...
After 2 weeks of solid rain...
No. You don't want... Now, Charlie, have you ever eaten a fruitcake in 1 hour?
No.
Well, see, there you go. Even you wouldn't
well,
attempt
that's,
it.
That's your... you're doing.
No, this wasn't my doing.
Oh.
This was the doing of some people. The list I don't have in front of me at this point.
I hope I'm not on that list.
Well, it's a dark day. It's a dark day, and it'll all start here in about 15 minutes.
You have to wait 15 minutes for you to start that fruitcake?
Well, like I said, 15 pieces are probably there. So if I eat a piece every 3 minutes, I could probably...
I hope he doesn't send it around for us.
You know, years ago, I broadcast once or twice a week from a restaurant in Marion. And I didn't know it, but... They took for granted I like food very well. And during my broadcast, they would serve me a different breakfast so I could comment. I ate 5 breakfasts one morning, didn't realize it. 5.
But you like the breakfasts.
Well, I had to. But that was the most interesting broadcast I ever did, was eat 5 breakfasts. In 1 hour.
Well, I'll tell people this. This will never happen again. This is like Haley's Comet.
You shouldn't know they're waving a knife, folks. Don't come in
you're
here.
You're going to get this once in a lifetime, and it's the next hour, and it will never happen again.
How are you going to prevent it?
Well, I'll never get myself in this. I'll never agree. There'll never be another day where this happens. This is it. December 14th. 2018. Never again.
Oh, by the way, what happened last night?
Well, with the fruitcake toss?
Yes.
Yes. How far do you think somebody can toss a fruitcake in feet?
Probably 100 feet.
No, 55 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We had Ralph Thacker and Sean Kraft both toss the fruitcake 55 feet. Terry Tackett tossed it 42 feet, and I tossed it 46 feet.
Well.
But you had to do it underhanded.
Okay.
We had a great, and thanks to the people at Grant Middle School for all that.
How did Sean do on eating cookies?
He didn't eat any cookies.
Oh, okay.
No, he was too preoccupied with throwing that fruitcake.
Health-wise, it was probably good for him that he didn't.
Good for, well, it's not. This is not healthy for me.
He's trying to get out of it, and he's so scared. He's been so nervous, he almost
threw a nervous wreck.
Knife at me.
A nervous wreck.
You want to be careful when
this is awful.
Down.
Well, folks... It brings an end to this show in 15 minutes. Here we go. Well, brace yourself. Marge, any parting words on this show?
Marion Star. This
huh? What? What are you laughing at? What's going on over there, Marge?
I don't know. I can't see. Won't hold it still.
What is that?
See if you can see anything different about that picture. It was in the paper this morning.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody's laying down on the...
Oh, wait.
Benches.
There. Can you see it better now?
What is that?
I don't know. They're holding the ball away from the other guy.
Well, he's playing basketball.
Okay, we'll come back. We're coming back in 15. Dear Lord.
Praise the planet Earth. And he was very disturbed over what he saw. He saw the 3 Mile Island, or the 10 Mile Island. He saw Chernobyl in Russia. He saw atomic bombs destroying Nagasaki and Hiroshima. He said to his son, "Son, my Zeus, I would wish you would go down to my planet and see what you can do to at least ease the tension that is abiding by my favorite planet." And Jesus says to he says, "Pop, if I go down there, you'll kill me." And his father says, "So what? You'll be back someday."
Christmas story, and I would expect nothing less from Professor Irwin Corey. Well, I have to say, Jane, it is so great speaking with you at the holiday time.
Well, dear, I feel the same way about you, and I've never heard anybody say a mean word about you, Scott, dear. And God bless you, and Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Oh, my word. This has been fun.
Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Happy holidays from our entire staff and on-air crew.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once